This is Sunday morning, 11/16/25. This is Body Worship, Part 9, The City of God. And I wrote this down earlier in the week and I forgot to add this, so I went and got it. We are made to believe that natural means and natural medicine is the way to go. We were born into a world system that health care has become God. This is before I had this revelation. This was a few days ago. Christians don't recognize that Jesus took all infirmities and sicknesses by the stripes laid on his back. What an insult must that be to him that even the AKA church say modern medicine is what we live by, and the scripture says it is witchcraft. It is the system that is part of the deception of the beast. Goes right along with that revelation I had this morning. Okay, the city of God. Even Christians take the advice of the world instead of what my word instructs them to do. They will not dare to put a piece of food in their mouths unless the FDA approved it, but they speak death out of their mouths every day. They highly consider the advice of the experts of the world in their fields. They consider them over me. I spoke my word from the very beginning, and it still stands, and Satan has stolen my word from them. They talk their healthy eating views, and even some call it God's medicine. The church does, or the faith preachers do. They talk about how good it is for everyone and says it to me, but it is not, or says it's me, but it is not. Much learning has made madmen. Madmen. Okay, go to Acts chapter 26. Okay. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Thou art permitted to speak for thyself." Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above, the brightest of the sun shining round about me, and when them which journeyed with me, and we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that thou may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none of the things and those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. My point, the people don't want to hear what Jesus did. People don't want to hear. The church doesn't even want to hear what Jesus has done. Paul's testifying before Rome, before the highest place in the land, in the whole world at that time. And they thought he was a madman. I thank the Lord. They say about their expertise that is God's eating plan. The Lord says here, it didn't come from me. They think I heal through food and witchcraft. Jesus was the end of the law. No more taste not, touch not, handle not. We say that again. They say about their expertise, this is God's eating plan. It did not come from me. They think I heal through food and witchcraft. Jesus was the end of the law. No more taste not, touch not, handle not. Okay, more scriptures. Colossians. Chapter 2. Starting with verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and feigned deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, everything is in him. Everything we'll ever need, it's in him. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Do people really think God cannot take care of his children? Do they really think God didn't take care of their health care? I mean, it's amazing to me. They go to all these outside sources, health care. Then they got to go to the gym. And then they got all these things they add to it and they say they're Christians. They have refused to be my temple. This system is a house on the sand. Okay, Matthew 7. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. I know for our Secretary of Health, I believe he's a noble man, and he believes he has a noble cause. But it's just going through the broad gate. You're not going to end autism by the route they're going. You can get rid of all the vaccinations. You can get rid of all the wicked leaders. You can exterminate all of them from the earth. But if the church does not get their act together, it won't matter. Because the demons will still be here. Doctrines of demons will still be here. They'll still push as they came to Eve. They'll start all over again and they'll do it again if we don't change the world like we're supposed to as Christians. Because straight is the gate narrow is the way, you know, they call Christians narrow-minded. There's a reason. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If somebody calls you narrow-minded, tell them thank you. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which builds his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. This system's coming down. This system. This morning I started off the broadcast talking about the church didn't make it. I said the real church has been underground for quite a while. I'm thinking, ooh, I said that. This is a temple not made with hands. The Lord says, I'm preparing a city. We're going to look at some scriptures on that. This is Hebrews chapter 11. We're supposed to be God's building. You know what? Not doing our own thing, doing it our own way. That's not God. I don't care how pretty the building is. I don't care how famous it is. How many people you've helped. He's going to say, I don't know you. If you haven't followed him. Okay, this is Hebrews 11:10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's what Abraham was searching for, the father of our faith. He wanted to be where God was. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. We have a habitation in God. He's in us and we're in him. Hebrews 12:22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 13:14 says, for Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. It's not manifest on the earth as yet. But the kingdom of God's in us. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. There's stuff throughout about this. Let's go to 21. Revelation 21. says, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Okay, I wrote down several here. Verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. That's the word of God. The foundation of the apostles of the Lamb. God's word. 16. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed. 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Verse 18, and the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. I thought about when that pure gold, I thought, yeah, I tried by fire. You'll come out as pure gold. The Faith Hall of Famers, they were tried by fire, and they come out like gold. That's what's going on with us. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, and on they go. 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the streets of the city was pure gold, and it was transparent glass. What happens whenever you go through the fire, you come out as pure gold? You're transparent before God. There ain't nothing left. Nothing left. 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and to may enter in through the gates into the city. 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Okay, let's go back to Revelation 10. The mystery of Christ. They've all missed my plan is what the Lord said here. They've all missed my plan. 10:17. There isn't a 10:17. Let me see if it was 11. I don't know. Okay, well, let's move on. Prophets are not here to predict the future. Now, hear me on this. That's what they expect prophets to do. But hear me, let me qualify what I'm saying. My prophets have been treated very harshly if people do not agree with them, but they have missed the mark. The prophets are here to reveal God's secrets. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. They reveal God's mysteries. Who are they to say a thing? This is where non-Christians and Christians miss it in the prophetic. They are expecting prophets to confirm events going on in the world, but their primary goal is to speak for God, to speak His secrets, to speak His plan. You can call it whatever you want. Peter says there, well, we'll just go to Peter instead of quoting it. This is 2 Peter. One. I recently, there was a man had come on, and I don't know if it's on X or whatever. It was just a short video, but he had been following certain people, and they had gotten into Kim Clement, and they'd said some things that offended this man because you could tell he was a Christian and he believed in the prophetic, and he esteemed Kim Clement highly, and so. What happened was this podcaster was wise enough to ask him on his podcast, and they had a discussion about the prophetic. I didn't listen to it, and I don't know exactly what was said, but I will say this. He came at it in a way that didn't offend anyone, but it opened the door of communication so people can actually begin to understand the prophetic instead of all this, like, fortune tellers, you know? I heard a lady come on and say, one time she said, well, Kim Clement wasn't a real prophet because he missed it on a prophecy. And if you go in the Old Testament, they miss it one time, they're no good. You never can use them. You can't believe anything they say. And I thought, you know what? Prophets are human. And they may say a wrong word, but you know what? There's other prophets to judge that, not you, you old biddy. That's the way I wanted to say. I want to say, I'd like to get a hold of you and tell you something about you need to shut your mouth. See, stuff is going out over the airways about this kind of stupid Old Testament crap, and nobody sees the prophetic, or the ones I've seen, most do not. Now, there are those that do, and they esteem the prophets. Anyway, let me keep going here. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Yeah, if there's somebody out there predicting and prophesying and doing all these things and nothing, it could be a man just doing it. But this is not by the will of man. It says, but by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I like the way Rick Renner explains this. He says it's like, especially the Old Testament prophets, like a sailboat with a sail. The prophet waits until the wind catches the sail. That's the way prophecy is. Okay. Private here means pertaining to self, one's own, by private or separate. In other words, separate from God. Daniel penned the book of this mystery and sealed it with seven seals. The angel told John to eat the book and to take the mystery and spread it. That's what the gospel is, the mystery of Christ. Okay, we're going to look at just a few scriptures. Daniel 12. Daniel 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. Ain't that the truth? So much you can't hardly stand it. Okay, 6. And one said to the man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Okay, let me keep going here. 7. And I heard the man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Then verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Okay, the book reveals the secrets from the very beginning. Okay, now let's go to Revelation 10. Starting with verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. The angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. It was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. I believe we're in that process. I believe this is why the Lord has given me such a revelation out of the book of Revelation. It is to take it and spread it, for I would say that even most Christians do not understand the mystery of Christ. They don't know what it is, much less they're to be a partaker of it. The mystery was God's secret for a long time, and then he sent Jesus, and now the time of the revealing of that mystery is here for the apostles and prophetic offices to spread it. For the church to come into line with God's plan, they are going to have to understand this mystery. God does not dwell in temples made with hands, but in the hearts of men. Go back to Revelation 5. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. This is Daniel's book again. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who's worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. When he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden balls full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Chapter 6, we're not going to read it today, but it starts revealing, it's the opening of the seals. What's it revealing? It's revealing what's been going on since the very beginning. Revelation 18:4 says, come out of her, my people. Revelation 6 and Zechariah 6 reveals the beast system that has been at work since the fall in the garden. I believe that is the current operation our nation and nations around the world are going through. Revelation 18:4, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Calling all pastors to wake up and come out and begin to do God's will. It's time to stop being religious and start listening to the Holy Spirit. Just a few more scriptures. Mark 15. And the veil in the temple of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. No more temple worship. No more. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles and gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a better, more excellent way. That's the way of love. No longer a church that crucifies their own, but a church that shines forth the love of God. I mean, the little bit I heard about, when I heard that woman say what she did, I thought, how dare you? How dare you? People don't have an understanding of God's ways at all. They just shoot their mouths off and say all kinds of stuff. The goal here, this is 1 Corinthians 4:40. Paul said, let everything be done decently in order. The Lord is bringing order. Because that's the way the kingdom of God is going to be. That's the way His city is going to be run. And everything's going to be done by the book. And it's going to be by His book. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3. And I, brethren, verse 1, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there's among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For your labors together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me. And as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and again the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Okay, a couple more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 16. This is 1 Corinthians 16, 17, and 18. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. I don't even know why I wrote that. Oh, well. Okay, let me look. Is there a 2 Corinthians 16? Let me look at that. I don't think so. No, there's not. Well, anyway, this is the way it's going to be in the New Jerusalem. Then Revelation 21 will be the last one. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither there shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is the city of God. Okay.